being able to come back and earn the split and regain that lead that you initially had coming into the series?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not coming as easy for us right now as it was during that stretch, but it's not going to be easy all year long. So, you know, today was a bit of a test. You know, we have to go out there and do the best we can to win this game today, like you said, to create a little bit more distance. So certain times a split feels a little bit better than others. This is one of them.
What did you think of Piscotty's day and really what he's given you kind of this past 2 weeks?
Really, since, what, the first month and a half of the season, I mean, he's just been a beast in the middle of the order, and that ball's hit a long way. And, you know, the sack fly was big. You know, everything, the home run to, you know, get it to 1-1. I mean, everything he did today were really important at bats. So, you know, he's playing a great right field and playing every day. He's doing a great job. It's what we kind of envisioned when we traded for him.
How big was it for Edwin to just get past that first inning and give you what he did, especially after last night?
Right, and to get to six, that was important too. I mean, I know we have 100 guys down there, but, you know, we used quite a few of them last night, and we were in a position to use our plus guys today. So to be able to get it to six made it a lot easier for the guys that we wanted to finish the game with.
Given the injuries to the rotation, how big has it been just to have a guy like Edwin now pitching pretty well since he's gotten here?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can go out there and start for us right now with the injuries we've had, but, you know, he's been so consistent for us really since the time he got here, and he competes hard. The guys feel it behind him. You know, there are certain guys on game day that, you know, act a certain way or you don't want to talk to him or whatever. He's the same guy every day, but when he takes the mound, it's all about competing. It's nice to watch.
Did Joyce not see the stop sign there? And I do kind of excuse it when he...
Yeah, when your head's down, it's tough to see the stop sign. I think once maybe he saw the bobble, he was just made up his mind he was going to go. But he knows he needs to run with his head up. And Matt Williams is not a guy you want to tangle with when he's upset. But like you said, it's a results-based industry. If you're safe, it's okay. If you're out, it's not.
Bob, I'm getting back to Edwin. He didn't have his last couple starts weren't as good as we've seen in the past, but he just always seems to remain even keeled. What's that about him, like you said, on his start days where he's just so relaxed and he's just able to keep that?
Well, he's a veteran guy. I mean, he's been there before. So, you know, and didn't get off, I wouldn't say a great start for him as far as command. You know, it looked like some balls were drifting on, pulling some balls, and then is able to, you know, get better as you go along. A lot of times those are the veteran guys that can take a step back and relax, take a deep breath, and just worry about one particular pitch. I think that's what he does.
Bob, with the Yankees coming in, could you comment on that and also maybe reflect back on your long history with the Yankees?
You mean what was it, like
9 games?
Yeah, pretty spectacular 9 games. I know my first at bat as a Yankee in Yankee Stadium was a 3-run homer, wow. And that's where the highlight stopped. But it was fun for at least an at bat. No, I mean, obviously, you look at the record and how deep they are as a team, not only pitching, bullpen, you know, they got some power guys, they have some young players that are playing great, so they're a challenge, and I think they're getting some guys back, too, from what I understand, coming in here tomorrow, so it'll be tough.
To kind of have some chances early against Felix, a couple double plays, and then to finally get to him and take advantage of some of those in the sixth and fifth. Pretty good.
Yeah, because we've had a tough time with him, especially here. And I know he has a lot of confidence when he takes the mound. You know, he's the kind of guy that oozes confidence anyway, but I think based on his history here,
he feels really good.
And, you know, for a while there, we weren't doing anything. And then Piscotty homer kind of relaxed us a little bit. We're tied all of a sudden, and now we get some better at-bats. The Joyce at-bat was key, too, you know, to draw that walk and get us in a position where we have some guys on base. So, yeah, it's you got to stay with him because, you know, when he's on, he's not going to throw too much down the middle.
With so many right-handers in the lineup, how much does it mean to get back a lefty like Joyce, and what kind of role do you see for him the rest of the year?
You know, it just depends. I mean, if he's, you know, he hasn't had too many at-bats. He's been hurt. I don't know if he could be out there for multiple days in a row right now. So, you know, I was speaking to him today about your role right now is probably going to be that pinch hit, and he did that really well today. I mean, walks as good as a hit in that situation, and you know, didn't try to chase, and so we'll see how he comes along as far as starts go, but that's probably where he's at this point.
Bobby, any closer to figuring out what you're going to do on Tuesday with a starter, and are you noticing that the schedule is going to ease after Wednesday I mean, we have multiple days off in September.
Oh, you mean as far as the off days go?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 20 in a row. We're looking forward to that first off day, and then we get kind of three in a fairly short period of time. And at this point in time, it's really not about the pitching. It's more about the position players that are playing every day. But, you know, we know we got three taxing games ahead of us. And Tuesday, I'm not sure about yet. But the off day will come at a good time for us.
Pender had a three hit day today. What did you just think about him and just his ability just to come in there and just, you know, he's played the last 2 days and just put the ball to the bat the way he is?
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity against righties, and he's come a long way as far as that goes. Now, you have to have an opportunity to be productive off righties, and it's mostly been lefties for him. It's good to see him get a game like that against a tough righty, too, because if you look up and down our roster, we didn't have too many guys with success off him. And for him to get the hits, and it was a key hit too. He's got the ability to be an everyday player. He's just not, you know, we just don't have that form right now. But he's ready for every time that we call on him, and you know, guys love him in the clubhouse, and he's shown to be clutch too.
Bob, Piscotty's pretty close to his numbers from 2 years ago. I know he had a lot of stuff going on right. The past couple of years. Is this kind of what you were expecting though when you guys made that trade for him?
Yeah, I mean, you look what he accomplished the year that he signed the contract, and now he's had a lot going on. So now, you know, he's kind of settled into accepting what's happened, and I've said many times he's got a big angel on his shoulder, so, you know, he's well aware of that, but he's a good player all the way around.